Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
And for the final time in unbelievable, we're through 2025. We are a quarter of the way through the century. When I was growing up, I never thought I'd even maybe make it to this century. We're a quarter of the way through. 2025 is almost done. Our final show, Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby hanging out for the next 4 hours, getting you set for a pretty good weekend of sports, starting with the college football playoff game tonight between Bama and Oklahoma. And on through the weekend, hopefully the rest of week 16 of the NFL, as exciting as that football game was last night. Incredible game. Aztec basketball, Saturday night, they get a shot at the number one team in the nation playing at Arizona. So we'll get you ready for all of that. But also going to spend a good portion of the show today, guys, looking back on the year that was 2025. So happy holidays officially to everyone. Tony.
Happy
Especially
holidays.
You.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Scraby, happy holidays, sir.
Thank you. I mean, we got an early Christmas present for Mr. A.J. Preller.
Oh, he never disappoints, does he?
I mean, he ought to, you know, never mind the frazzled black hair that never looks combed. it's time for him to just grow a big old white beard, right?
Put a
Santa hat on. And he came through, and the Padres came through. But I also kind of feel like Michael King came through, right? Because none of this is possible if Michael King doesn't want to be a Padre. That's kind of the way the world works now, isn't it, Tony?
It's exactly how the world works. It's no longer. It's players have the options now,
right?
And listen, I don't know what Michael King's actual options were, but in the end, he chose to come back here to San Diego at a pretty, I think, a fair price. This is about what was predicted.
I wouldn't say discounted price, would you?
No, not at all. I mean, you think about it this way. Dylan Cease got 27 AAV, which is the annual average, right? So he gets 25. I wouldn't argue that it's a $2 million difference, right? I think that's pretty accurate given the circumstances that Michael King had this year, which was... He missed most of the season due to the shoulder.
Michael King hasn't had any second place finishes yet in the Cy Young Award race.
Right.
Dylan Cease has.
I would say that this, given his age, given the health last season, this is a fair deal. I would even venture to say it's probably more friendly towards Michael King, right? He got two player options.
Well, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Because he actually, it's kind of like the Nick Pivetta deal from last year. But with more money, way more money, because Nick Pivetta took a very low salary in his first year. And so Michael King's going to take a $5 million salary, $12 million signing bonus. So he's going to be making $17 in 26. But then his option for 27 is like $28 million, which I would find it hard to believe he would decline $28 million unless he has some crazy year.
Don't start putting that out there.
That's true.
By the way, he goes out and finishes second in the Cy Young.
Strike it for the record.
Yeah, and 2 years from now, $28 million isn't going to be what it is now.
That's right. That's market always is
it's going to keep going up.
So
up,
he's
up.
Actually helping the Padres. The Padres are helping him, and I think I was trying to look for this, but I couldn't get a clear answer. Is the signing bonus doesn't count against the competitive balance tax? Is that why he gets that, Tony? Do you know?
I don't know.
You're asking people who don't know those answers.
I do like these contracts.
So whether it's friendly or not in terms of the actual taxing issue.
Yeah.
He's actually going to get 17 this year with the $12 million signing bonus. So
right.
It's not exactly Pivetta. I don't recall Pivetta getting that kind of signing bonus. I remember him having a pretty low salary for all of the season. Nonetheless, this is a good deal for all sides. Michael gets to kind of continue to raise his profile, get paid simultaneously, and if he continues to love it here, he's got, 28 and then 30 coming to him in 27 and 28.
Well, I mean, he's got to be a fan favorite right now. I mean, because the Padres were in a position, and our fans, we were all in a position of pretty much coming up empty when it came to adding frontline starting pitching, right? I mean, we might have been able to find a free agent, you know, in February, as A.J. Preller did last year. We may have been able to find somebody on the cheap. We may have been able to find somebody that we're hoping had a bounce back year, pay them, you know, $7, $8 million and hope. We were nowhere near, in my mind anyway, Tony, of being able to secure somebody that qualifies as a number one in your rotation starter. I don't think that was even in our thinking the way this offseason started, and with word of the sale, impending sale potentially, all of that. I thought Michael King's were out of touch for us. So the fact that Michael King
felt
is
like that.
Right.
It did.
And so now, what a huge difference this makes. I mean, all of a sudden, I'm going to overreact a little, but it's okay.
It's a better version of what happened last year when Nick Pivetta.
Oh, yeah,
signed.
Way better.
Because you didn't know what you were getting.
But Pivetta came in as the number four starter. Right. This is your number one starter we just got. And to me, all of a sudden now, the Padres have three guys at the top that I truly 100% believe in and would match up against anybody else. And that is King and Pivetta and Musgrove, because I have a lot of faith in Musgrove. I know a lot of us do. So the starting rotation now is, in my mind, solidified. Vasquez as a four sounds about where he should be. Let everyone else, Tristan McKenzie, J.P. Sears, whoever you want, Waldron, let them all fight for number five. Also, I no longer, even though they told me they weren't going to do it, I no longer even am thinking about Miller or Mortahone moving into the starting rotation. There's no need for that.
This is probably why they told you they weren't going to do it.
Okay, right. But I didn't believe it yet because right. We didn't have enough starting pitching. Now I think we do. And really, with this signing, I'm back to thinking that this team is one first baseman and one DH away from being ready to go to battle next year. Hey, what else is needed? Laureano's here. Jackson's here. Fernando's here. Crony's here. Bogey, Machado, Fermin. I mean, I'm ready. You can throw all of these trade rumors out the window now that this trade has been done. I know that's not the way it's going to be. That's just how I feel.
That's the overreaction part of it.
Right.
Gotcha. I got to clean some things up on the contract just to make sure everybody's clear. After the first year, if he decides to opt out, then he'll get a $5 million buyout.
Right.
So it's either 1 year of $22 million, 2 years of $45 million, or $75 million for 3 years. That's what Mark Feinsand is reporting.
Okay.
I don't know that you cleared up anything. Right?
Yeah, no, what I cleared up was that he's going to get more money if he opts out after this year. So he'll get $5 million buyout. But if he decides to stay with the team, he doesn't get that buyout, but he gets the big raise, which will give him $45 million total over 2 years.
Sure.
Great. As long as he's in a Padre uniform, I'm happy at the moment.
These things are important.
They are, but not at the moment.
Didn't we say that?
I'm more of a celebration.
I didn't say the buyout. So if he opts out, they still got to pay him $5 million. Everything else is as we said it was. Here's the thing I'll counter to your overreaction thought.
Okay.
I think it's good enough for the first half of the season and then a reevaluation. Because that's kind of what has been the case the last I don't know, three seasons, right? Where they like the roster for the most, last two seasons, we'll say. They like the roster for, you know, all the reasons. But they know that there's some pieces that they're going to have to address. They end up addressing them, boom, bada, bing. That's been the kind of case. And I think that's the same thing, because realistically, those three guys that you named, even in a perfect season of them being able to make all their starts, no issues at all, your depth is going to be challenged with the five that you have. And so I am also comfortable at this point going into the season as is, if need be, if they end up being able to add, even better. But I don't know on the offensive side, outside of the core guys, if it's everything remains the same as we get to spring training.
Well, I mean, I said they're going to have to fill in first base. They got to get a DH. I hope that they're able to bring back Ryan O'Hearn. I know nobody hopes they bring back Luis Arraez, but maybe that'll still happen. I don't know. And the backups to those starting players, in my mind, always are kind of interchangeable from year to year. But here's what I'm thinking, Tony. Before I heard Michael King was a Padre again, which means yesterday afternoon, my mind was still thinking the Padres and AJ Preller are going to have to get really creative here, trade this, trade that, find a bunch of different ways and maneuver to put together a solid rotation for the season. Now I don't feel that way. Yeah. And that, to me, is what one signing has changed the entire prospects.
I just think there's still so many. I'm not as comfortable as you are yet. And I think I think that's because I'm not sure that Michael King, even though we may have thought it was out of range, was ever out of range when it was all said and done, right? Like, they may have been able to budget for Michael King, bringing him back before the season ever ended. However, the other pieces that you're going to need, you said a first baseman, how do you get to that? DH, how are you going to address that? Maybe they already have. Couple signings that have kind of gotten under the radar. Padres did sign the KBO infielder, Song.
Sun Moon Song.
Yeah. He's supposed to be the real deal, but remember how the
sounds like a Neil Diamond song there. Sun Moon Song, Sun Blue, I think, the Neil Diamond song.
Just remember the transition for Ha-Sung Kim. It was, I mean, I know right. We think of Ha-Sung Kim in those last couple years where he was really good for the Padres, but the first couple, it was kind of a gradual build.
Okay, I'm not saying they're done. And maybe I spoke those words, but I don't think that. I definitely know they're not done. But I feel that the Michael King signing has put everything into focus now for me. Whereas, as of yesterday, I really didn't know how they were going to piece it all together. I thought they might have to make a trade. They might have to do a bunch of things. Now, I honestly feel like if they're able to spend enough money to bring back Ryan O'Hearn and find somebody, you know, to DH, or a couple of guys, couple of pickups like Gavin Sheets was last year, you know, to be DH or a platoon there, I think they're ready to go. And I just didn't think they were anywhere close to being ready to go before this signing.
So just the one signing has moved that from nowhere near ready to go to ready to go.
Exactly.
That is a gigantic leap.
But okay, but tell me where are you overly concerned right now? Now that this is done, you've got three
depth of starting pitching.
Depth? Well, you've got
four
Vasquez.
Guys.
You got Vasquez four, and you have I think you have between Waldron, Sears, McKenzie, right then and there, I feel somebody's gonna step up.
I do think
I mean a five starter, I'm not expecting them to go to the Hall of Fame.
I do think that Tristan McKenzie signing might be an under the radar good signing for the Padres.
We'll
because
see. I'm just not there yet.
I'm not there yet either. I'm not saying Chris is wrong though. I just can't.
The signing, it gives you good feels because there was nothing happening and you were starting to wonder, wow, do we have any money to spend at all?
Right. That's another sign to everybody
else.
So
that's definitely, it makes you feel good knowing, okay, well, at least we'll be able to bring back Michael King. Man, because it felt like, man, what are we going to do? How creative can you possibly get?
Yeah.
But this kind of, I think, pours a little cold water on that. Now, that being said, I think there's more to be done or that can can be done. We'll see how and if the Padres end up addressing that.
And I would also like to thank Santa Preller for bringing us this news before we went on vacation for 2.5 weeks. Because this is something that usually breaks like 3 minutes after the show.
We usually are sending texts to one another like, can you believe this actually broke while we're on break?
I missed it last night. I come back to my phone and it was like blown up and I couldn't believe it. But Chris, you were asking, where am I concerned? My concern is starting pitching depth at this moment in time.
I got you.
Yeah.
But I feel okay. Vasquez, I've heard Tony say, think going to step up. Number four, perfect spot.
Hope he steps up.
And somebody there. J.P. Sears is at least the number five starter right now.
I'm troubled with that because I do recall you feeling a different way during the season when he was actually throwing the baseball.
He stunk.
I think you said you never wanted to see him pitch again.
He stunk, but he has the qualifications of a number five starter, as does Waldron. As does Tristan McKenzie.
Padres also signed Jose Miranda. I don't know if you guys remember. This is a guy who had a couple good seasons with the Twins. Was a free agent, kind of fell out of favor there. He plays third, but I probably like it to be a DH on this squad, or at least give the flexibility to kind of do those things. The Padres brought him in as well on a minor league deal. So there is some movement happening. I would say they are starting to kind of put this roster together. We'll see if there's any more big moves on the horizon. We'll have to kind of wait until my guess is. You know what? I'm not going to say anything because I wasn't expecting this to go down last night.
When's the next one happening, Tony?
Don't know. Could be tomorrow.
I didn't go off the deep end and say World Series, but I did say that this signing makes me and a lot of people feel a lot better. For a lot of reasons.
I feel better, yes.
One of the ones you gave, Tony.
Yeah, no.
Because we weren't spending any money, and it didn't look like we were going to.
Right. I definitely feel better about where the Padres are here on December 19th versus December 18th, for sure.
Michael King, thank you. Welcome back home.
The King is back.
The King has returned. All right.
We're going to get another cool Michael King bobblehead next year now. That's going to be awesome.
What can they do
That's
different?
That's what I was thinking about.
What can they do different?
Yeah. What are they going to do different? What's going to be the new kind of
the new City Connect
thing?
King.
Ooh.
I don't know what it looks like, but
no
I'm,
one does.
I'm hoping.
Hey, speaking of, we might as well go these extra 2 minutes, extra minute now. Speaking of which, at what point do we start to see the fake mock-ups? Are they out yet?
For the new City Connects?
Do you remember the fake mock-ups starting to float around when we had the other ones?
Yeah, I'm not falling for that this time around because although the mock-ups did look great, like some of you are very talented graphic artists.
Some of you were not close.
But it wasn't official.
It wasn't close.
And some of them were not great.
Padres will have new unis this year. Remember to listen around 5:35. We'll announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in the Odyssey Suite. Future Padres game with all of us and the fan staff. It'll be catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. All right, it's our final show of 2025. Some of what we're going to do today, we're going to have a look back at how we all here on this show and at this station cover the events of 2025. Such a jerk.
We will turn back to it.
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly what the segment
is
all about.
That was like the actual only reason to use that.
Yeah, so stop using it all the rest of the time.
No chance.
We will. Scraby is going to take us through how we covered the events of 2025. Also, looking forward to our countdown today. It will be each of our top five moments of the 2025 year in sports. So we'll take you through all of that. Sit back, relax. Daily Gambit, Chris versus the fans, Big Five. Big Five?
Oh, that's right.
It says it on the sheet.
I put it in there because I was overruled in my producer decision.
We will see what
we're
happens.
We're going to talk about this.
You may want to be here at 4:30 to see if there is a big five.
There will be because I was overruled, and it's two against one. I have to.
Gwen and Chris, rolling on 97.3 The Fan.
Few things go together as well as beer and baseball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
223. Don't get it twisted. Vacation has already started. For Scrapey, at least.
What?
Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris
Allen. I came in and asked him what was on the Big Five today. He said, I just didn't think I needed to do one.
Basically, exactly.
So, yeah, vacation has definitely started.
I know. He told was you guys... talking to us like an intervention. He was like, all right, guys.
Like an intervention.
I didn't do a Big Five today. And we just kind of looked at him like.
Like, why? Well, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I told you I budgeted my time for this year in review thing. And
budget
then...
is a little strong. I don't know if you
were you there with me.
I don't know if you budgeted your time.
I used the time to prepare for the show by looking at all of the docs throughout the year.
You used all the time to look at the docs.
You could have started doing that earlier in the week. You didn't have to save it for the last minute.
But sometimes I do things and I don't know if you guys are going to be accepting of them, so I don't do them until I get your approval so that I don't waste my time.
When did we talk about doing the review and end of the year review show?
When did A while ago.
No, I don't think we actually had an official.
With all due respect, we kind of review the year in the last show every year. Like this is year 8.
But this time I made
not like we've never done that
huge
before.
Huge effort into it.
And so we'll see. The Big Five had to take a dive because you were so dialed into that.
Yeah, thank you for saying it that way. That's actually the way it should be said.
I'm looking forward to seeing what
we're gonna get the big five.
To see this. I can't wait to hear this. This is gonna be an amazing show.
To hear the fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
A little bit later in the show.
Did you guys watch some football last night? First of all, what did you think of the Seahawks uniforms?
Loved them.
Loved them too. It's Chris.
In such a pissy mood the entire game. I didn't even hardly notice those uniforms.
Why?
Because those uniforms didn't cover number 12 of the Rams even once the whole game. I told you they should have suspended that guy.
He's walking up to that line.
He's getting closer and closer. After the game, he tweets out again that the refs suck, basically.
I love the delete tweet. Like, no
and then
one
deleted
else
it right away, but too late, pal.
No one's going to see
Yeah,
it.
The real you keeps coming out. He's certainly a unbelievable receiver. Right now, this is me. Look, I plan to play against him, and anybody else who had to play against him, you're down 48 points. But I don't understand this, Tony. Maybe you can help me. But when you have your other wide receiver out of the game, Devontae Adams, don't you kind of – I mean, and the Seahawks are a good defense, so maybe Nacua is just that good or Sean McVay is that good at, game planning. But wouldn't you put all of your attention defensively on him, yes, knowing that the other receiver's out? Yes. So you would think that there would be people all around him. I didn't see that.
That is a great question. You wonder if – maybe they're trying to save something because they know they were going to see him again.
Might
at some
play him
point
again. Doesn't want to use everything.
But you would at that point, Devontae Adams is probably going to be back.
Yes, so you're
so you're not going to have the luxury to be able.
I mean,
to
they
put,
really Seattle should have lost the game. Let's be honest; they're down 30-14. The odds of getting a punt return, 2 2-point conversions, one of which was the craziest play in NFL history.
I missed the actual play, but I saw Sean
McVay
talking about
it. I still don't understand it. The ball was a throw across.
Oh.
Hit the Ram player in the helmet
and
bounced into the end zone. Zach Charbonnet, he's getting all the credit in the world. He didn't do anything. He picked up the ball to hand it back to the referee. And they gave him a two-point conversion for doing that.
Wow.
I didn't get it. I think the Rams got somehow totally hosed on that play. They looked at it. They didn't get a great explanation for it. The explanation was it went backwards. It was a backwards pass, so that's a fumble. It's a live ball.
So he picked it up. And
when he picked it up, he was in the end zone. So they said 2 points. But he wasn't even picking it up other than to hand it back to the referee.
Wow.
So that ties the game. And then the Rams miss a field goal at the end. And then, you know, they let Nacua run down the middle for 70 yards untouched. And I mean, Sam Darnold doesn't give you a lot of confidence. I know that he got him down there and they won the game, but you're waiting for that pick at the end, weren't you, Tony? I mean, I was.
The way that game had turned, by that point, I was not looking for it.
Not looking for it. Okay.
I thought they were going to go down and score, and it was just obvious that they were going
to
go for two.
They had to go for two because a tie would give the Rams the tiebreaker.
Right. And so
they needed to win. Yeah. That was smart. I give them that.
It was a great play call on the two. I mean, as late as that player comes open, you obviously have to protect that long. But
he was wide
open.
And that was after the Rams called timeout for 10 minutes, and the Seahawks called timeout for 10 minutes, and then the Rams didn't bother even covering that guy.
You know, to your point about Puka just having a field day, sometimes the defense is so good that they can be overconfident in how they approach
a team.
Because there's no way that Puka Nacua should have
225 and 12 catches with no other receiver.
You take the best weapon away and
you at least limit him.
Right, right.
Yeah, so they didn't do that. I know I'm bitter, but I mean, I'm just talking straight up football conversation. But anyway, the Seahawks won, and they have the inside track. Now, their schedule is much tougher, though. They still have to play the 49ers at the end. But next week, they have another tough game also, Seattle.
For the 49ers, yes.
I think it's at Carolina. The Rams get the Cardinals, and anyway, I think the Rams still may win that. It's going to be interesting. The 49ers have the inside track, though, right now, Scrape. You win all three, you're the division champ.
Yeah.
They ain't winning all three.
I know they're not, but I'm just getting his hopes up.
They're not.
You know, all I got to say to that is...
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
We'll see.
And no one's giving Kyle Shanahan any credit for how great of a year he is.
Nor should they.
Every year he's coaching. I mean, they have a bunch of rookies playing. Fred Warner might be back for the playoffs. They're starting to do the... Is Fred going to come back for the playoffs?
What playoffs?
Playoffs.
Are you guys in the playoffs? Did I miss something?
Did they not clinch yet?
They're not clinched yet. Get out of here.
They've only lost four games. It's like they're in the top five in record in the league.
That can change in these next three.
10-7, my friend.
I love it how the Dolphin fan is giving me a hard time.
10-7,
have you looked at the last six 49er victories? Have you just even glanced at them?
He hasn't.
Well, yeah.
Let me glance at them for you.
Why don't you read them off for us?
How about the Falcons?
Oh, that's a doozy.
Depends on what time.
How about the Giants?
Oh, that's another doozy.
It gets better. How about the Cardinals?
Oh, that's even better.
I'll give you
Jacoby
the pan.
Brissett actually 45 completions set the NFL record. So.
Then they lost the Cardinals. Give you the Panthers, that qualifies as your big time to win.
And Brock Purdy threw 300 interceptions in the first half and they still won.
Browns, Titans. That's not giving me a lot of confidence in your team.
Browns
honestly.
Defense isn't bad. And the Titans, I can't argue the Titans.
You can't argue none of those teams.
I can argue some of those teams. The Falcons were better when they played the 49ers because it was Michael Penix Jr.
and
Drake London.
Colts, Bears, Seahawks.
That is a bad stretch.
The 10-7 49ers.
They're actually 10.
I'm not going to rest until they lose all three games.
Let's get to break.
They're going to win a Super Bowl, and you guys are going to have to listen to me
not
give
winning
it to you
a,
for
they're not winning a Super
the
Bowl.
Entire year.
They're not winning a Super Bowl. Let's get to break. On the other side, one of the other Padres that happened to be in the building for this press conference for Michael King was Jason Adam. And indeed, you know who Sammy Lev was able to get some sound from him, as well as A.J. Preller.
It might be more good news is what we're going to be hearing.
Very well could be. We'll get to it on the other side. We're going to Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Oh, yes, it's Friday. I was waiting for Tony. Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
He said, yes, it's Friday.
Chris Ello. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Happy holidays to Scraby today. We were able to bestow upon him his holiday card and gift. Show everybody your card.
Can you play the song as you pull it?
Get a little Thurl Ravenscroft going.
Play the song as you pull it out.
Yeah, get Thurl. Can you find Thurl?
Turn your mic on first.
I can.
We got to have Thurl to go along with this. But while you're getting it out, I was at the market purchasing the gift card. And thanks to the checker out there, it was a fan of the show, recognized me and, you know, said appreciates the show. I said appreciate him. And I told him, I said, this is actually Scraby's Christmas gift. And the guy goes, I thought you guys hated Scraby.
Yeah, me too.
And I said, now, I said, you're getting some behind the scenes here on the program.
This is how we really feel about it.
We actually respect and appreciate Scraby.
A really funny way of showing it. But.
Turn yourself up here on this song.
Myself, he says.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
The Grinch.
So this is what they gave
me,
everybody.
Here's your card. There he is, the Grinch.
He's right there. I found it very funny, actually, when I opened it and I saw the Grinch.
I was really pleased to find it, because I was like, man, they made this just for you.
I mean, the Grinch is Dr. Seuss?
And I also...
is that true?
It is, yes. Oh, yes, okay. Of course.
I'm just making sure before we move on and I get yelled at.
No, he is definitely Dr. Seuss.
He's not Dr. Seuss, you dummy.
Yeah, no, he is.
Is that a drunk version of somebody?
Yeah.
You dummy. No, and I wrote in the card that you don't have to accept this gift because we know you don't like gifts.
Well, that's usually because he expects to have to give someone else a gift back.
And that's what I told him. I said, use the gift card to buy somebody else a gift if you don't want one yourself. So
I accepted the gift.
Very good.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Merry, merry to everybody.
Oh, let me say something
there.
About the listeners real quick. Because Jocelyn, I guess, Jocelyn and Rod were here for the Bennewoods Extravaganza show this morning.
Right, they dropped off gifts.
I know there's a couple of people actually from the chat here. Jocelyn bought me indoor pickleball set.
I think that's very, very clever, Jocelyn. Yeah. Very clever.
We're going to play this in the studio.
Because we talked about how Scraby's going to break or twist or rupture a knee playing pickleball.
Yes,
that was cute.
And then Rod, the biggest fan of 2025.
Yes.
He got me a 49ers wallet.
Look at that. Very nice.
Thank you, Rod. Rod left something for you, Chris.
Yeah, and I want to tell him I appreciate
it. Godiva chocolates.
Some chocolates. Thank you, Rod.
Dang, Rod.
I'm surprised there's still some left in here after everybody else who's been
you
here.
You can't leave that kind of
stuff
since you
dropped
in here.
That off.
But I must tell you, Rod.
Very nice.
The boss's orders is that you guys need to clean your mess out of here.
Oh, that's right. Boss's orders.
Boss's orders.
Final day of the show
Lex
this
Gravy
season
is
here.
Using his present already.
Clean up.
No, Rod said you can't give an empty wallet, so he gave me a dollar too.
Wow.
Oh, there's a dollar in there?
Yes.
Attaboy, Rod.
Wow. This is. Yes, thank you.
Brings me back to my
good people, man.
My first Christmas with Lori.
Solid cat, man.
First Christmas, just met Lori, and she asked me what I wanted for Christmas, our first exchange. I said, anything really but a wallet. I don't use wallets. She had already bought me a wallet. So
I don't use wallets. Well, guess what you're using now, buddy?
I had one then,
using a wallet.
Yeah.
Well, thank you to Jocelyn and Rod. And
very nice of
everyone
everybody
out there that joins us each and every weekday.
Much appreciated. College football, if you're into following the Gasparilla Bowl.
I've been waiting for this.
Don't waste your time. 31-7 NC State over Memphis. Earlier, there was another bowl game. Western Michigan pummeled somebody. Kennesaw State, 41-6.
Kennesaw got sawed.
Yes, they did. Alabama OU, 5 o'clock to start the playoff. All right, so earlier we told you the great news. Michael King is coming back to the Padres. By the way, every once in a while when you sign a player in free agency, as this is a free agent signing, to me there's always a little pushback somewhere, Tony. You know, in some little corner of the room. Somebody's like, okay, well, maybe it'll be you. But there's always a pushback and say, well, maybe we're overspending, or, you know, what are we doing here? I just feel like Michael King is a signing that just makes everybody happy, except for what, the Grinch over there?
No, it's not my thought. I saw it on the chat earlier, actually, and it was they would have rather had Cease. They understand the Padres would have never gone to that amount to pay Dylan Cease, but Michael King is unproven and kind of damaged goods from injuries last year.
I think that is revisionist history.
Michael King was ahead of Dylan Cease on the rotation staff at the beginning of last year.
Not only that, and I'm not saying it was anybody on the chat per se, but y'all was hating big time on Dylan Cease. Like, y'all couldn't wait to the season.
We're going to miss him.
Because he was so true. I don't even say it. It was just a bad season for him.
Right,
last year.
You didn't want to see any more of it.
That's how it sounded at
Remember
the time.
When he was named the Game 2 starter in Wrigley Field? Like, we're counting on him to save our season?
We're pissed.
What are we doing?
He was the only one who won. The only one who had a win.
Yeah.
I can understand a little bit someone who's like, I'm a little nervous about him missing all of last year. Well, I guess he made it through May.
Man, he's going to like hang upside down when he sleeps now in order to like prevent anything from happening. That was just a freak thing.
Michael King is everybody who's
in the medical field will tell you that.
Michael King's a number one. He's an opening day starter. And for the Padres to get something like that, I didn't expect it. I'm happy, and I think most people are.
Yeah.
But the other good news comes from Sammy Lev, our guy who tracked down Jason Adam. You know, we have mentioned about 100 times how good the bullpen is with Mason Miller and Adrian Mutejon and Jeremiah Estrada.
Yeah,
we all kind of forgot that Jason Adam is still on the squad, and he may be on the squad sooner rather than later, Scrib.
Before it gets anything else, tell us, what are you doing right now workout-wise? Where are you at as you recover from the injury?
Yeah, that as far as everything for me, it's going great. Knee feels great. Getting some strength back. I've been playing catch now for a few weeks, so kind of on a normal throwing progression. Mm-hmm. We're adding in some running, some pool running. So, I mean, I feel more and more optimistic about being ready for opening day.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's always a process. You have to see, God willing, how it unfolds. But I'm excited about where I'm at.
Before it gets...
I love he left himself some room there.
He did.
Optimistic, which is...
By the way, talk about a freak injury. That was
freak injury.
You don't tear your quad every day.
No.
Wow.
Honestly, given how it looked at the time, the quad was like, you were like, oh, okay, we could deal with a quad. Because it thought it was knee. You thought it was patella tendon. You thought all of the worst possible scenarios on that. But sounds like he's moving along, man.
This has been a really good day, man. We got Michael King. We got Jason Adam.
We're going to be show too.
We're going to be good this year again, guys. We're going to be good again. I was starting to think maybe we wouldn't be as good. I think we're going to be good again now. I'm really pumped up by this one. Got to say, I got no support over here, apparently. But
no, I didn't expect Chris to be like, Tony, did you expect it? I'm not trying to bring you into it because you don't like that. But did you?
But you're going to do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
Did you expect for Chris to go from negative 100 to positive 100?
I knew he was going to be excited about it. I didn't know that he would be this excited about it. In terms of, you know, usually if out of the three of us, Chris is usually the hardest one in terms of making him feel good about a team out of all three of us. Well, maybe not you, Scrave. Just between him and I. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah, I'm not to a Grinch level.
No, you're not to the Grinch level. But I am surprised that you feel as good as
well,
you
I feel
do.
Like that then now means they're going to be able to, you know, I'm expecting, not expecting is a bad word, but I'm hopeful again that Ryan O'Hearn will return here. I think that that's another player that they would like to have back. And I feel like if they could go out and afford and sign Michael King, that Ryan O'Hearn hopefully is not too far behind. And
I think
if you get that and he's on first base, I mean, your opening day lineup is set.
I think
that's
Ryan
crazy
O'Hearn,
to me. I didn't think that was going to happen.
I think Ryan O'Hearn is probably even tougher.
You think? Okay.
Here's why.
All right.
Ryan O'Hearn is likely going to get offered a good chunk of money. And I think a team like Pittsburgh, who's already been rumored in on him, that's the type of player that they'll overpay.
Yeah, but Ryan O'Hearn's not that stupid. He's a nice, smart guy. He's not going to go to Pittsburgh. Come on, Ryan.
I wouldn't say he was stupid for taking the cash on this one.
I don't know, man. That paycheck is fun to get every other Friday, but the other 13 days of the week, you're getting your butt kicked. I think you got to think about it. Maybe Paul Skeens, maybe Pittsburgh is going to do something. They did trade for Brandon Lowe today.
Yeah, they're making some
who's
moves.
A decent player from Tampa. Three-team deal there.
By the way, a cheap player that they got from
Tampa. I'm sorry. If I'm Ryan O'Hearn, I got to stay here, and even if I got to make a little less money. Ryan, I'll make up the difference. Don't worry about it, buddy. I got you, man. On the show, you nobody sticks up for Ryan O'Hearn more than I do on this show.
Yeah, I do know
Facts.
That you're the biggest Ryan O'Hearn fan on the station.
That's not true, but I never did. Well, all right. I read some negative stats. I didn't say.
Don't get me started.
He still cannot take responsibility for his comments.
What comments did I make? Again? Tell me what I made other than that he didn't hit left-handed pitching.
Is this going to be in our season or yearly review?
It is now. I was going to leave it out. I was going to leave that whole month of September out because it was a dark time for this show.
The irony of that whole situation manifested itself in the playoffs. Because remember that at the time, the argument was you should be playing him against everybody. He's swinging the bat well. And then we get to the postseason, and you got the three lefties going back to back to back, and everybody's like, well, what are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about those lefties you got in there? And it, you know, ultimately was the big reason why the Cubs were able to get those two wins.
But Mike Schilt told me in the press conference.
He told you personally.
Well, no, he told everybody, I was listening, and he said that Johnson City had a bunch of left-handed hitters in the lineup. And
Johnson City?
Yeah. He was referencing a team that he managed way back when.
Did he say that?
Yes. He said Johnson City had a bunch of lefties in the lineup, and we were fine. I didn't even know Johnson City was an actual team.
That's kind of funny.
What do we know about the player from the KBO?
It's not official, so we got to wait
well,
until it's official.
We could look up some stats
reportedly,
and things, right?
Scrape, right?
Yes,
we could say reportedly.
Yeah, and then people are now surmising that this means that Jake Cronenworth is going to be traded.
Oh, they can surmise all they want. They're not trading my Jake.
That's kind of what I was getting at as we were going through the things that, you know, you felt like Jake could, there's still a chance he's not here. And I would hate to lose a guy like Jake. And especially, you know, considering you just don't know about Sung Mun Song.
I'm looking him up. His KBO statistics are, you know, good.
Right? He had a terrific year last
year. 315. 326 homers.
387 OBP.
Yeah. 917 OPS. The year before that, 927 OPS. Those are all-star numbers.
Yeah.
If he can pull them off here. We all have to be, you know, wait and see, because we've seen it before from the KBO players that it takes time to catch up to that fastball.
He's older than Ha-Sung Kim was, too, when he came over here. I think he's 29.
He is 29 years old. Scrabby, very good. He bats left-handed, so that's perfect for this lineup. Put another lefty in there.
Johnson City.
Yeah, right. But he does play second, first, and third, so you can go ahead and surmise that Jake is gone, but no way. Jake's guts. Facts. He's part of the guts of the team. I'm pretty sure AJ Preller and those guys are aware of it. I don't think you trade a guy like him.
Okay.
Famous last words. You know.
Never mind. I'm not even going to put that into the universe. But he's a guaranteed. Mr. Song is guaranteed $15 million. I'm seeing. So
is that $15 million
the length of the contract?
Yes, oh. It's not, because he's not a. He's not an international bonus pool guy.
So $15 million. He gets that if he never plays a game, or he gets $15 million if he's here on the roster.
Well,
for
we don't
all
know how it's
time.
Broken down yet.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, if he signed a major league deal, he signed a major league deal. He's getting that money.
Yeah.
Now, we'll see what the actual deal looks like if and when it becomes official. Because right now, it's just reportedly.
That Pirate trade, by the way, for those inquiring minds, Brandon Lau from Tampa Bay to Pittsburgh, Mason Montgomery, a left-handed pitcher, and a outfielder, Jake Mangum, also go to Pittsburgh. The Pirates part with right-hander Mike Burrows. I think he was in the big leagues there for a while. Yep. Made some starts. Burrows goes to Houston, and then Tampa Bay at the end, they get a couple of prospects from the Astros. I love, you know, look, Pittsburgh's trying to do something. Paul Skeens has said all the right things. I saw him interviewed on SVP last week, Paul Skeens. And, you know, asked straight up, you know, what are you still doing there? Basically, I mean,
they
Scott,
wasted no time.
Scott,
huh?
No, I mean, Scott handled it the way he should, but that was one of the questions. And Paul Skeens really seems, you know, convinced that they're going to, you know, try to build around him.
That's
there.
Not and, a great question though, because he
it
can't
wasn't
go anywhere.
Asked in that exact manner, but the point being, do you feel comfortable?
The
you know, that they're going to do it.
The beautiful thing about youth is that it allows you to have that type of non-cynical way of looking at things, and I think that's awesome.
Wait till you get to 40, Paul.
but you, when you keep running your head into that wall, eventually you go, you look up, you're like, okay, this wall it's not going anywhere.
The other young guy coming up is Bubba Chandler. He was a top prospect. He pitched at the end of the year last year he's another Pirate. So maybe they'll have something, but we'll see.
They better jump on it now, then.
All right, we're going to do a Daily Gambit, go over some of the games coming up this
weekend. Do we have a Daily Gambit?
I have it. I'm ready to
go.
Are
we still sticking with it?
We're going to review it, yeah, but I didn't think we had
all right, we'll talk about some of the games that are coming up. That's kind of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.